Friends, in this chapter, the most important thing that we are going to discuss is about the failure of mergers and acquisitions. Not all the time, all the mergers and acquisitions are successful. But most of the time, I can say 50-50 chances of success. There are failures also. So, here, what we are trying to understand, what are the reasons for failure of these mergers and acquisitions? Briefly, mergers and acquisition failure, why it happens so? What are the reasons for it? So, our objective is to understand the major reasons why the merger and acquisition fails and understand how cultural, strategic and financial operational misalignment contribute to the destruction of the shareholders' value. Our presentation structure will consist of various issues of the failure, such as unrealistic price paid for the target, difficulties in cultural integration, overstated synergies, integration difficulties, inconsistent strategy, poor business fit, inadequate due diligence, high leverage, boardroom split, regulatory issues, and HR issues. These are some of the reasons also for the failure of merger and acquisition. Each and everything we will briefly, I will go through it for you. Okay. So, the failure, generally not liked by anyone. So, failures in merger and acquisitions are rarely closed by single factor. There are multiple factors for it, that's what I just narrated. So rather they arise from the combination of the issues. There were several issues: cultural fit, valuation, overstated synergy, high leverages, etc. In India, these challenges are compounded by factors such as diverse organization, cultural and complex labor laws, promoter-driven governance structure, etc., and also the including the multiple regulatory authorities' guidelines for merger and acquisition. The first one is unrealistic price paid for the target. Why overpayment happens? Unrealistic price paid for target. Why overpayment happens? There are multiple reasons. One, competitive dynamics. In auction or in strategic bidding wars, firms may overextend financially to secure coveted target. Then synergy overestimation. Sellers and buyers alike overstate cost and revenue synergies. Then strategic momentum. That also may cause the overpayment. Then valuation uncertainty. In market with limited data transparency, valuation error are more, right? Then why these cases matters? Now here in table you can see the one deal, that is Aurobindo and Gentiva. There was a risk factor. And the risk factor was unclear synergy realization and margin pressure. The insight was that highlights the danger of aggressive expansion without deep integration planning. That was the reason, that was the risk. And another was Iveco and Tata, these mergers. These measured valuations are the payment structure. Payment structure, it demonstrates how the disciplined acquisition strategy improves the success project. Now, the key point here in this table consists of overpayment often reflected the overconfidence or the competitive hassle. Number two, all cash strategically aligned acquisition like Tata Iveco, which demonstrates the tempered valuation that can yield better capital return. then emerging market with limited transparency. And fourth one is learning from the past mistake, that is specifically India's own merger and acquisition history, helps to foster better decision-making framework. Right? So difficulties in cultural integration is also another reason why there is a failure of merger and acquisition. Difference organization values. Different organization values is one of the important reasons for failure. Workforce expectation. Multinationals often have policies on work-life balance, diversify and performance incentive that may not align with the Indian work practice. Then leadership and decision-making style. National and regional diversity. Now here you can see the quote, the example of Air India Vistara merger 2024-25, very recently it has happened. The merger of Air India, that is Tata Group owned, with Vistara, a Tata Singapore airline JV, illustrates the cultural integration challenge. Air India legacy culture, shaped by the dedicated to state ownership, contrasts sharply with Vistara's service-oriented, globally benchmarked approach. Aligning workforce practices, service standard, and the management styles has required carefully HR intervention. Unions representing the Air India employees have expressed the concern about the role, redundancies, work conditions, and integration of the pay structure, highlighting the human element of the cultural integration risk. Now, overstated synergy is another reason. Overstated, one of the most persistent causes of the merger and acquisition failure is overstatement of synergies. While synergy is often as a central rationale behind the merger and expectations are frequently over-optimistic, inadequately validated, or simply unrealistic also. The types of synergy commonly overstated is cost synergy, revenue synergy, operational synergy, and recent Indian example is Vodafone Idea merger. You can very well go through this so as to better understanding for this. The key insight for the Indian context for this is regulatory and policy risk. Telecom, banking, media, and acquisition in India faces regulatory bottlenecks, technology and market uncertainty, as well as overemphasis of the size, investor expectations. These are some of the key insights for the Indian, from Indian perspective, why there is a failure of mergers and acquisition. Now, integration difficulties is another reason for failure of merger and acquisition. Why integration is challenging? Integration is challenging because operational complexity. Because of operational complexity, technological alignment, cultural and HR issues, customer and market disruptions, as well as regulatory delays. Recent Indian example in that respect will be, you can, Air India Vistara merger, which I have already given, but from this perspective, you please go through this, you will understand what it is. Now, inconsistent strategy. Inconsistent strategy is also one of the important reasons why there is a failure. Why strategy becomes inconsistent? Strategy should be strategy. It should not be inconsistent. But there will be a diversification without synergy. Contradictory objectives of both the companies, merged entity and merging entity. What? Frequent shift in directions, overemphasis on the market shares. So these are the entity, these are the issues. These are the issues. These issues, if it is not resolved at initial stage itself, then there will remain inconsistency remains and there will be a failure. Recent Indian example, Reliance Retail acquisition of the Spree. That is why it has failed, that is mentioned here in this example. Now, poor business fit. What is this poor business fit? Why poor fit happens? This is due to different business model. Acquirer and target operates in fundamentally different ways. Then mismatch in market positioning. market positioning mismatching, operational conflicts, supply chain distribution model, regulatory framework that may end the merger and acquisitions, okay, that may fail, that may allow to fail. Then short-term opportunism, acquisition done to enter into hot sector without assessing the compatibility. These are some of the reasons for poor. Then next one will be inadequate due diligence. Inadequate due diligence, friends, here I am skipping certain example, but that you have to read how it was happened. This is for extra academically I have given in this slide. I am only touching upon only few points so as to you make you aware that these are the things happens in this particular chapter or a particular reason for what the chapter we are discussing. Okay, then another reason for failure is inadequate due diligence. One of the most common reason for the merger and acquisition failure is insufficient due diligence. This happens. Why? Why inadequate due diligence happens? There are reasons why. Deal making pressure. There was a deal making pressure, that is why sidetracked. Then over silence, over reliance on financiers, ignoring the operational, cultural and legal risk, and only looking into the financials. Okay, limited regulatory foresight, failure to anticipate policy, tax or competition of law. Then overconfidence of acquirer, belief that weakness can be fixed after acquisition. Like that, this happens and the failure happens. High leverage. High leverage is another, what you can say, reason for failure of merger and acquisition. Excessive debt financed acquisition. Excessive debt finance acquisitions often backfires when the acquired company fails to generate a sufficient cash flow to service the interest and repayment obligations. While leverage can be enhanced returns, if the synergies materialize, it can be quickly becoming the destructive. If the integration is slow, synergies are overstated, or external conditions, that is interest rate, regulation, demand, turn into unfavorable situation. Why high leverage creates the merger and acquisition? High leverage. Why it creates? Because of one is a debt overhang, high repayment, then vulnerability to rate hike, rising interest rate, then reduced flexibility. Companies cannot respond to the industry shocks or downturns, and then default and bankruptcy risk. There are certain examples I have quoted here from each reason, and that reason is applicable to these events. So you please go through this, you will understand that. Now, boardroom split. Boardroom split is also another reason for failure. Now, boardroom split occurs when the directors, promoters, or key decision makers are divided over the strategic directions, valuations, or post-merger integration of the deal. Such a conflict can derail the merger and acquisition transaction, delay integration, or weaken merged entities' governance structure. Now, boardroom dispute also signals lack of alignment, which can reduce the investors' confidence, create regulatory complications, and sometimes result into litigation. Then why boardroom splits? Due to different visions, founders versus professionals. Their views are different. Then valuation disputes, disagreement on pricing for the valuation, swap ratio, then leadership of conflict, rivalries over who controls the merged entity, then cultural clash to top level, regulatory scrutiny. These are some of the reasons why there will be failure, boardroom split. Okay. Now, regulatory issues are also becoming the reasons for failure of mergers and acquisition. Mergers and acquisitions are not just financial and strategic decisions. They are also subject to stringent regulatory approvals. So, regulatory issue arises when the deal conflicts with the competition law, foreign investment caps, sectoral restriction, tax rules, or disclosure requirement. Failure to comply can delay, modify, or even derail the merger and acquisition transaction. Merger and acquisition transactions are not just financial and strategic decisions. They are also subject to stringent regulatory. That is what I said. The key regulatory hurdles consist of Competition Commission of India's regulation, Securities and Exchange Board of India's regulation, Reserve Bank of India's regulation and guidelines, sector-specific regulators by TRAI, then taxation and NCLT approvals requirement. Now here are some examples I have quoted. Please go through that. Okay. Now, another issue is HR issues. HR issue also forms the failure of mergers and acquisition. Human resources issues are among the most critical yet underestimated challenges in merger and acquisition. While financial synergies, market access, technological benefit, it often dominate the deal rationally. People-related integration determines the long-term success of the merger. The study suggests that the significant proportion of failed merger and acquisition can be traced back to unresolved HR challenges. First one challenge is a cultural clash. Merging companies often have very different organizational culture, values, and work styles. Employee retention and talent flight. Uncertainty around the job security. This often causes the key employees to leave. Then leadership conflict. There should be create power struggle in the leadership. Communication breakdown. Lack of transparent communication, fuel rumors, insecurity, and low morals. Employees may resist change if they feel uninformed and sidelined. Then redundancy in downsizing. Merger and acquisition often result into overlapping roles. Finance, HR, marketing, IT, overlapping roles. So leading to the layoff. This can hurt the employee morale and attract the negative publicity if not managed with the sensitivity. Then alignment of the compensation and benefits. This also one of the reason. Then change management and employee resistance. Employees often resist new system, reporting structure, and policies. They require strong change management program and leadership vision. Some additional reasons of failure of merger and acquisition relevant to the Indian context consist of technology and digital integration failure, ESG and sustainability challenges, geopolitical and cross-border risk, post-merger governance failure. Thank you.